Okay, the photo is up. We had video, which you can still see for a little bit longer on our Instagram, Radio Now AM show. It's from Mackenzie having to pay the ultimate box of shame price. She drew clothespins face, and she had to stick as many as she could to her face. And the photo's up. Have you seen yourself yet?
I didn't see the photo. I'm scared to look. That was my first run-in with the box of shame. Thanks for welcoming you guys. No, it wasn't that bad, considering that, you know, like Liv had to eat an onion, pork chop had to eat regurgitated food, and threw up, so that wasn't bad at all.
I wish I knew what it's like to not be able to, you know, roll a good number. I'm always just so good.
I cannot believe, Joe, you are going down next week. You have to do the box of shame, Joe. You're the only one now.
I can't believe how many people just want to see me face the punishment. They can't handle it that I'm just so good. But yeah, if you want to see the actual photo, Radio Now AM show, I put it up there. And if you go on there too, you can see the Instagram Live TV, and you can see that too. It's all up there, Radio Now AM show. So it's been a few weeks since we've done Joe's Journey, not for lack of me struggling with my weight, but just for the fact that we've been so busy. But wanted to get an update on it. First, wanted to have the president weigh in on this one. Hey, President Trump, what do you want to say?
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home. Start exercising.
Okay, well,
I don't like when you play. You love that.
I mean, he's our commander in chief. I appreciate the recognition. I just wish he had something nicer to say than that. I mean, it's true, though. I do have a serious weight problem. I'm working on it. No, you know what, though? Things have been so up and down. I have been struggling with just eating right. I have no problem working out. I've been doing, as Liv makes fun of, disc golf, which is really basic, but I'm getting in 10 to 12,000 steps every day that I do that. So I'm getting in a lot.
That is awesome.
I'm walking the dogs, Benny and Paddington. I do that at least for 30 minutes to an hour with them so they get their exercise in. So I'm getting my step count, but the food is just terrible. Like last night it was healthy. I had like stuffed green peppers. So it's just green peppers, some lean ground beef, a little bit of seasoning, but nothing. Instead of like, I mean, making even healthier options, instead of like sour cream, we use Greek yogurt, which actually tastes very similar. If you like sour cream, swap it in there.
You're doing all the right things, making some substitutions, you're getting moving. That's good.
I am. And the thing that we didn't talk about like last week, though, I was going to say is like that I was at one of my worst points. I was up to like 401 pounds. But this week, I'm down to 395. So I lost like,
awesome.
I lost 6 pounds, but it's just, I'm so tired of the yo-yo. You know what I mean? Because I do so well, and then it just kind of falls off the wagon.
Don't let that discourage you. I feel like you should really base it on how you feel. Like, how do you feel?
I feel actually really good. My blood pressure yesterday was really good. It was like 120 over 76, which is amazing. But the thing is, though, too, I've talked about this on air before. I take like a very low dose like blood pressure medication, so obviously it's helping. It would be much higher without that. But overall, my body is feeling better. My back pain's gone with my sciatic nerve, so that's doing well. But I just want to, I don't know, it's good having you around, Mackenzie. Liv's always been around, too, with the health person, so I feel even guiltier if I try to bring some junk in the studio. But I was going to talk to you. I have not been to the Carmel location, but I got to check out. And I'm actually, I think hopefully soon I'm going to start getting to go there and check it out. Some Eat the Frog Fitness. It's we're talking about here in India. I don't think they have them in Houston, Texas yet. I'm not aware of. But you went to one, last night?
I went yesterday.
In Carmel?
Yeah, I went in Carmel. It's called Eat the Frog. And it's a really fun story. The story behind it is Mark Twain said, if you eat a frog first thing in the day, your day can only get better.
Exactly. That's the hardest thing you're going to have to tackle, which I think is very true with fitness.
Right. And it's really cool. It's green. Everyone's green, it's themed out, and I did a strength training class, which is really important, and it was fun. It was like cardio, it was mixed, it was a small class. You do wear those monitors, which is a little intimidating because your name's up on the board, so if you're like overexerting yourself, you'll see it, or if you're not working hard enough, everyone can see it. But it was so fun, and it was not boring at all. Like, I was like, okay, on to the next, and then you master your moves, then you go on to the next thing, and it's kind of like everyone's cheering each other on, and it was awesome. It's just an hour workout, technically about 45 minutes because you get a stretch and cool down.
Oh, cool.
But I was blown away. Highly recommend it. If you get bored easily, which I do, Eat the Frog.
I like the group setting, too. I like the support there. I'm just worried that whole little chest monitor thing, do they make them in my size?
Yes, they certainly do.
It's going to pop off and go like, ping!
And don't worry. Like, if you kind of want to try it out, but like do your own thing, you don't have to like and get, you can, because I know a lot of people, like for me, it's mental game, too. I don't really like to like chatty chat all through my workouts. You can do
I don't like to talk at
too.
All. You can talk to me, but I can't talk to you. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Right.
So that's the update. The biggest thing now is just trying to tackle the nutrition. But I'm excited. I'm supposed to go, I think, with one of our coworkers, Blaze, and check out for Eat the Frog Fitness. You went to their Carmel location, but they have one brand new on a place called Street Mass Ave. So yeah. It's right down there. So
going back. I'm looking
forward to checking it out. And I definitely will keep you updated and let you know how that's going. And maybe that'll be the spark I need for Joe's journey.
What's your ideal weight? What's your goal?
I honestly wouldn't care about a number. I think if I ever got to 250, I'd lose my mind. I was 294 on my wedding day, and I looked damn good.
Oh,
but I mean, like okay. Right now when I'm like in the upper threes, it's like anything looks good. You know, 350 looks better than where I'm at. So that is the latest update here for Joe's Journey on Radio Now. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, well, Kobe Bryant defends naming his daughter this, plus an animated character almost gets fired.
Uh-oh.